AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Mike Waltz has appeared today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for his confirmation hearing as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. It's his first time facing lawmakers since being ousted as National Security Advisor weeks after he mistakenly added a journalist to a private signal chat used to discuss sensitive military plans. President Trump once urged supporters to see conspiracies everywhere, but with Jeffrey Epstein, that's coming back to haunt him. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
As supporters of President Trump erupt over the Justice Department's failure to release those hyped-up records in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking investigation, his strategy has been to downplay the issue, but it's not working. Here's far-right commentator Jack Posobiec at Turning Point USA's summit Saturday.
I will not rest until we go full Jan 6 committee on the Jeffrey Epstein files.
Trump and his attorney general Pam Bondi basically saying there's nothing more to see here. Again, Posobiec.
Pam, if you can't do your job, we'll find someone who will.
Last week, the Justice Department and the FBI walked back the notion of an Epstein client list. The financier, who was at one point friends with Trump before falling out, killed himself in jail in 2019 awaiting trial. Julie Walker, New York.
And opening arguments begin this week in the trial of a Colorado dentist accused of killing his wife by poisoning her protein shakes. James Craig has denied all charges, including first-degree murder. And thousands of Afghans, including many who worked with British forces, have been secretly resettled in the UK. This comes after a leak of data on their identities raised fears that they could be targeted by the Taliban. The government now plans to close the route, which the media had been barred by a court order from disclosing. This is AP News. AP's Seth Soutelle has today's markets report.
I'm Seth Soutelle, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting around their record levels in mixed trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index was close to the all-time high it set on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 198 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.7%. Tech stocks were climbing. Nvidia rose 4.5% after winning approval from Washington to sell its advanced H20 computer chips, which are used for artificial intelligence, to China. Banks were mixed after several of them released their latest quarterly reports. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. That came after the Labor Department reported that inflation accelerated last month from May. Seth Soutelle, New York.
HBO has officially started production in the highly anticipated Harry Potter TV series adaptation. The show is expected to debut in 2027. More information at apnews.com.